Get your popcorn ready because it's time for a movie watching party on Asteroid G. You're listening to Not So Live from Asteroid G. I'm Mike Finkelstein. With me, as always, is
Jim Brewer.
I'm never going to see Kevin Smith live, Queen Bee.
And we are actually talking about something that's a bit more of an oddity for anyone who's not one of the Kevin Smith faithful, which honestly, even at this point, I think no one in this podcast is anymore, even if we used to be. Yeah. So there's the Clerks movie, and of course there's a Clerks sequel that Kevin Smith did, and he was involved in the animated series. But there was a live action TV series that they tried to make after the first movie came out on, I'm going to assume, ABC, because his movie was through Weinstein and Miramax and all that, which means that Disney owned a piece of it. Really weird to think that Disney owns a piece of Kevin Smith's movies.
Yeah, that is weird.
Putting that out there for a second. Anyway, so they tried to make a TV pilot. And now, this is not Kevin Smith's fault. The pilot is really not great.
I don't think he had anything to do with it at all.
They told him they were making one. He offered to write the pilot episode for it because, you know, it's Clerks. And they said, yeah, we don't think you're the right fit to write Clerks.
Yeah, which it's like when Winston in Ghostbusters.
Ernie Hudson?
Yeah, when Ernie Hudson was told he wasn't Winston enough to be in the real Ghostbusters.
Even though he played the fucking character? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But then, you know, Arsenio Hall, so...
It was fine. Anyway, so ABC went ahead with a pilot of Clerks. And let's be clear, the only things that are similar to the original movie are a character named Dante, who dates a character named Veronica. Dante is a slacker and works at a convenience store. And next door in the strip mall is a video store run by Randall. Those are the only details. And we're not even talking about the actual characters themselves within detail. But those are the only details of the movie that have carried over to the TV series. Am I wrong?
Nope.
No.
Okay. Because in the pilot...
I don't think it was called the Quick Stop.
It wasn't even called a Quick Stop. I don't think we even learned the name. Yeah. It wasn't a Quick Stop. It wasn't RST Video. And they had a third store in the strip mall that they actually referenced, which was, I guess, a corn dog on a stick.
Like an ice cream.
Yeah.
No, I thought it was like an ice cream.
It's an ice cream. Okay.
It was ice cream. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean,
and
it was
I think the convenience store was owned by his family.
No.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know. I didn't pick up that detail. I don't think it really matters, though, because it was bad. And there's like a dry cleaner in the strip mall and a couple other things. None of it really resembles what you might be expecting from Clerks. So the first thing you have to do if you watch this is, A, divorce yourself from everything you know about Kevin Smith View Askew movies.
Yes.
The second thing is you have to accept the fact that this is bad. So in the episode, just to recap, Dante is a slacker who works at the convenience store and can't get his life together. Hasn't gone to college, even though all the people he knows from high school have gone. And what, his girlfriend Veronica went or is going or something. I actually don't know what she does.
She went to college. She's gone to college. She has graduated.
Okay. I don't know what she actually does.
Or she's going to be graduating soon.
Okay.
Yeah, I got it was like soon, but they weren't really specific on it.
And then Dante hangs out with Jim Brewer's Randall and some random schmuck who works at the ice cream store. And the three of them just kind of goof off all day and have no desire to really be better people. But Veronica says she's tired of Dante being a slacker. And if he doesn't start working to get his life in order, she'll leave him. And that's
right.
The entire plot of the first episode, basically. And then there's something about some random douche coming into town and Dante and Randall pulling a prank on him, and then Dante stepping up and not letting the cops arrest the guy. And somehow this proves to Veronica that he's a stand-up guy that... It's very confused.
Yeah, it was like they wanted to be Saved by the Bell without being well-written.
Wait a second.
Now that's opened up a completely different can of worms. Are you implying that Saved by the Bell is actually written better?
Better, yes. Good, no.
Okay. I'd have to go back and watch it. I don't know if I can verify that.
Because I thought that the writing was pretty much similar to Saved by the Bell. Okay. It's
very similar, yeah.
So, I hated Randall. Because, I mean, even if you accept the fact that he's not Randall from the movie, he's still a complete waste of space. And I blame Jim Brewer for that, because Jim Brewer is a terrible actor.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And I really didn't care about the ice cream guy, because he had, like, no character. Like, they wanted to throw a third person in there for some reason, I guess so they could have more back and forth dynamics that goes on if the show picked up, maybe.
Yeah, well, you want Jay and Silent Bob, so like that's a
he's kind of
pivotal part of the movie. Yeah,
I guess. Except Jay is a drug dealer, and I guess I couldn't put that on TV at the time, so they made him an ice cream guy and forgot to give him his fat friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, but like, so they have the three of them, and I guess they're trying for a dynamic between them, but. If you're going to introduce a third character who's not in the movie and you want people to accept him if they know Clerks, you got to give him more development. There was nothing there for that guy.
He just showed up.
Yeah.
He showed up and you're like, are you a... Are you going to do something at the store, or are you just there to buy some? What's your point on the show? I don't... Yeah.
I don't think he actually had a point, and that was part of the problem.
Yeah.
And by the way, you made me watch this.
I know.
I did not want to watch this.
Nope. No one
you
wants
said,
to watch this.
You should watch this, and I'm going why I didn't like Clerks.
Because.
I'm not a big fan of Kevin Smith. And you said because it's only 20 minutes of your day.
Yeah.
And I feel like...
you've been living with this weight for weeks now.
Yes. I do not appreciate you making me want to watch that. That was terrible. So,
but yeah, no, the Randall part and the random guy whose name I can't remember because he's pointless part, that didn't work for me at all. Now, the plot line between Veronica and Dante was underdeveloped and really needed probably a script rewrite to make it more interesting. But I will say, I can't remember the actor that they had playing Dante. Even though he's not the Dante from the movie and doesn't feel in any way like that character, he was at least funny.
Yeah, he had good timing.
Yeah, good timing. He could deliver jokes. He had decent... You know,
particularly, that actor has never really broken into television. Like, he's always played a bit part, and then it's never gone anywhere.
Well, this didn't either. He had decent chemistry with Veronica, and the two of them had good back-and-forth patter. Like, I think they needed to recast Randall and Dildo, who worked at the ice cream store. And they needed to rewrite the script a lot to give them better stuff. I don't know, maybe Randall's jokes could have landed if anyone other than Jim Brewer was playing it.
Yeah.
How is it that Jim Brewer even has a career?
Maybe he's good in stand-up. I don't know. He's bad on camera, that's for sure.
He's terrible on camera.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there was that buddy show that spun off of Home Improvement, and Jim Brewer was so bad on the the one appearance he made on Home Improvement was bad enough that they recast him when the show actually picked up to air. Like, wow.
Yeah, he's just terrible.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Maybe this was made around the same time as that particular episode of Home Improvement.
it's all mid-90s. It makes sense.
Yeah.
Everyone realized...
Well, who was he sleeping with in the production team? That's really the only answer we need, because that is the only thing that makes sense.
The production team. He was sleeping with all of it.
All of them.
Just give me a part on a show, please.
Right? Exactly.
Even Dave Chappelle won't have me. Come on. And that was when Dave Chappelle didn't really have a career, so.
Right? He has an official site, by the way. Did you know this?
Jim Brewer?
Yes.
Please tell me he calls it the brewery.
It's called Have Breakfast with Brew.
Yeah, see, no. Again, he's not funny. You call your website The Brewery because your name is Jim Brewer. It's right there.
Wait, there is a tour. 2021 tour dates. It's called the Freedom of Laughter Tour. That's because we're not laughing and we're free from having to do that?
Well, if you're watching Jim Brewer, you're not laughing. Wow, okay. I expect us to rip on Kevin Smith this podcast, but all we're doing is ripping on Jim Brewer. Damn.
As much as you know I would love to rip on Kevin Smith, he's innocent in this one.
He is. He has nothing to do with this one. This is all Jim Brewer's fault.
Like, I feel bad for him that this is a thing that's happened.
Yeah. Like, Kevin Smith is an absolute media whore. anything he's even vaguely attached to, he'll put his name on, sell it, and then do signed copies of it for twice the price. This is how Kevin Smith works. Yeah. He won't even put a copy of this pilot episode on anything he's released to DVD. It's that bad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's terrible. Yeah. It's absolutely terrible.
So,
I mean, I can't even be nice about it because it's that bad.
So let's imagine that this show had been picked up somehow. Jim Brewer's written recast as someone who can actually act. Maybe they ditch the ice cream guy or do something else. Maybe they actually bring in whatever, Caitlin Bree as a foil to Veronica. I don't know what exactly you want to do. Give us episode number 2.
Well, first, I think you need to reintroduce the parts of the movie that made it funny, like, you know, make it relatable with anyone that's ever worked retail before.
Yeah, which this doesn't do. None of that retail shit was actually in here.
Yeah. Because, like, and it made them all seem like they liked their jobs.
Yeah.
But one problem that I kind of had with it, too, and this might be just, like, 36-year-old Josh looking back at 1995 society, but... like, it was kind of really heavy-handed on, like, people who work retail jobs like that are garbage people. Yeah. Or, you know, like, not good for society. So...
yeah, because the movie didn't have that opinion. Veronica wanted him to, like, go to college, but she never said that the job was bad, just that he spent all his time at it.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And that he could do more with his life if he chose.
Yeah. She just wanted to do something.
Yeah, but this one just made it seem like, say, haha, you registered jockeys, you're pieces of crap, and won't amount to anything, lol.
Yeah. So what's your episode 2 then? Dealing with customers?
Well, dealing with customers, I think you, as much as, like, Jay and Silent Bob can sometimes be a little cringy, like, they kind of tie the movie together a little bit. So you need to have, like... that type of a character in there. Like, I don't really care about the ice cream guy too much, but yeah, and I think you definitely would need to flesh out the characters a lot, especially since you have a well-developed movie that has, you know, a comprehensible backstory. You should use that to serve as, like, a prequel rather than just trying to rewrite everything, especially if you're using the same characters. Like, yeah, like, I don't really mind, like, you know, if they added a line that's like, if someone came in, it's like, the store looks different. We had a remodel. Ha 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 ha. Like, okay, cool. That makes sense because that happened a lot in the 90s.
And then be like, so, do you guys still sell spokes?
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, something stupid like that. And, yeah. And like, I couldn't sympathize with any of the characters, and there wasn't any real, like, there wasn't really an overarching story that made sense because, yeah, like, it just, I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of crap to work with, and it's going to be hard to make that turn gold.
Yeah, I think if you're going to try to bring this and make this a real TV show, you have to bring in more than just what was there. Uh-huh. You have to bring in some kind of Jay and Silent Bob characters, whether it's them or something similar. A drug dealer and his friend, something like that, to make it more like Clerks, which is what they were hoping to go for. You have to maybe bring in a girlfriend for the Brewer character, Graves, Ray, I guess his name
Randall,
is Ray.
Randall Graves.
Randall. And then you have to kind of tie them all together because that's where the conflict is. The girlfriends against the boyfriends, maybe the third guy loses his job and a girl is brought into the mix.
Yeah.
The only conflict in the show was Dante always having to work. So the dates that he took Veronica on were around the shopping plaza, which really she should have dumped him weeks ago over that, honestly.
He should not have dated him.
No.
And the actor you like is named Andrew Lowry, by the way.
Okay. But, so
yeah, he did an okay job.
I think you could get a good second episode out of this if tying it into the first episode, like Veronica always wants to go and do something, and he always works at the store, And then maybe like in the second episode, he wants to go play street hockey with his friends and gets pulled in. And he's angrier about that than he ever is about the fact that he has to cancel dates with her. And that causes conflict between them because
he's a terrible boyfriend.
He is. And he only cares, like she points out to him over the course of the episode, he only gets upset about plans being ruined when they're his plans. And that serves as a kind of a, maybe a bit of a wake up call for him for that episode. Like it's not still not much of a plot line, but it's something. And builds on the part of the show that actually worked, which was him and Veronica, basically.
Honestly, whoever read the episode, I think they were just trying to get out some of their interpersonal therapy.
Well, it feels like what they wanted was they wanted to take the idea of Clerks and craft it into, like, a sitcom for that generation, like a Friends or Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place. They applied it to a template that the movie should not have been applied to.
Agreed.
Yeah.
So... But I think if you went on long enough, it would have been interesting to do, like, a Master of None approach to this, where, like, the fifth episode, instead of following the main characters, you just follow, like, one of their customers going from one store to another and back or something, and just...
Oh, that's actually a good idea, yeah.
See, there was potential for this. If they'd done it right, there's no potential for what we actually have.
Right.
Yeah. So. Anyway, are we good?
We are very good, yes.
This has been Not So Live from Asteroid G. I'm Mike, trying to find a store to weatherize my tires, Finkelstein.
I'm Josh. Really wish I didn't watch Clerks, the pilot, because people should just leave stuff that's rated R as a movie, not as a family-friendly TV show, Schaefer.
And I still can't believe you made me watch it, Queen Bee.
And we will see you next time.
Bye, everybody.